This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Instagram at Little Empire Podcasts.
Thank you so much to the good people at bigpipe.co.nz.
Not a small pipe.
A big old one.
Big old pipe.
And do you know what is big? How much internet they provide? How big?
So much.
Infinite.
Infinite internet.
It's unlimited.
You can watch all the porn you like.
You can watch porn dawn till dusk. And but don't. I don't. I'm all for porn.
Mm.
But
go outside for a bit.
Yeah, it's in moderation.
Yeah,
you know, you're not horny all day, so give it a rest sometimes. But no matter when you're horny, make sure you always use bigpipe.co.nz's super fast, super quantitative broadband to access that pornography.
Thanks, Big Pipe.
We do love you.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay. The male gaze.
We're back.
We're back, baby. Did you miss us?
Sorry for not being here.
And we know
so
you...
So sue us.
You... Yeah. Okay.
We are allowed a break. We are human and we're allowed a holiday.
And we've been not talking since the last podcast.
We've had silent retreats. That being said, no one has said a word. There has been no podcast.
There's not been a peep. And to be honest, we're offended.
Where are you guys?
Yeah. Listeners, if you're out there, next time we miss a week...
Let us know and complain.
Yeah, come up to us on the street, say, where is it?
Because that will just help our egos.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be like, oh my God, you care. We're so sorry and so nice to know that you care.
Yeah, and then we'll say something really nice. We'll be like, oh my God, that's so ridiculous. You even listen to our stupid little podcast. Oh my God, I'm so
like,
shy.
I don't. I just download it.
Okay. Have a nice day.
We had holidays. We went holidays.
We had holidays.
Eli went to Thailand.
I did go to Thailand.
For the ultimate boys' holiday.
Yeah, I went with my straight friend, Joseph Moore.
My super straight.
Super straight best friend. Me and Joseph Moore from the Walkout Boys went to Thailand.
And I went to Europe with my BFFs. We went everywhere. We did not too many countries in a short amount of time. And boy, I am just recovering from the jet lag right now.
He's touching his temples.
I'm touching my temples, under my eyes. I'm touching the bags. Literally, they're filled with shopping. These things are so big, the bags under my eyes.
You're doing that kind of like light finger touching that like you know, when you old women do.
No, it's like when you apply eye cream and you how you like tap under, because it's very sensitive skin under your eye.
Chris, I don't apply eye cream, and recently I've been... re-looking at some of my,
I saw your tweet
some of my
about
Instagrams
it.
Yeah, and Instagram. I've been like, oh, I need to invest because daddy's getting tired.
Well, daddy needs to apply some eye cream gently with these fingers, just tapping the sensitive skin.
It's that papery soft touch.
You know what? I don't even think it does anything, but it feels excellent. Like, okay. It feels so good. It just feels like you're putting the most expensive cream on the most precious part of your body.
The most precious part?
Yeah, yeah, under the eyes.
What about the heart?
Not that precious. It's pretty robust.
Yeah,
you
true.
Can give it a bit of a fright. Can't give that skin under your eyes a bit of a fright.
Yeah, you can. It receives the fright. You receive the fright through your eyes and then it goes to your heart.
Oh, this is poetic.
And scientific. We start every podcast with the fact of the gay. Should we get into that? I mean, we've still got recapping to do on our holidays, but should we do our fact of the gays first?
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, the microphone's covering my fact of the gay and I can't see it. I'm going to move my laptop there. Okay, that's a little behind the scenes.
People love hearing that stuff.
I like the podcast, but I want to know more about how it works.
I want to go behind the magic into the small room in Tim Batt's backyard.
We've got a mannequin challenge coming up and it'll show you all the wonderful behind the scenes.
That girl.
I love when that song comes along and I just scream, mannequin challenge, just make everyone freeze. I tried to make my friend freeze while she was driving the other day and it didn't go down very well.
Oh.
Taiwan.
May she rest in peace.
Taiwan is now one step closer to marriage equality and will become the first Asian government to make same-sex marriage legal if it passes the new amendment to the civil law. I was reading this up.
In so Taiwan.
Taiwan.
Oh, amazing.
Because I was like, oh, we don't really focus much on like Asia same-sex rights. Mm. Like, it's a lot of like, it's kind of Eurocentric really, isn't it?
Very much so.
And so I was kind of like, oh yeah, like how many Asian countries have passed the same-sex marriage bill? But apparently only just not even Taiwan.
Yeah. Barely even one. Maybe soon. I think there's quite a few Asian countries where it's maybe still illegal.
Brunei. You went
I've
to Brunei.
I've been to Brunei.
I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
It's illegal.
Completely illegal.
So keep that button down, you know, that's terrible.
When I was there, I just kept it to myself and bought some pirated PlayStation games.
Sick. Yeah, so that's pretty cool for Taiwan. They've got a pretty progressive head of their country. Her name is, oh goodness, I'll have a go at pronouncing it. Tsai Ing-wen, and who she took office in May and has spoken out in favour of same-sex marriage. Her Democratic Progressive Party, which is largely sympathetic to gay rights, holds the majority in the legislature's yuan.
Well, it sounds like it's definitely going to happen then.
I reckon. They think it's an early projection for 2017.
Mm.
So mark that in your calendar.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of like...
What day should I mark that on, Chris?
Soon. I'd say give it early Feb.
Okay, cool.
That's my prediction.
Wow.
I don't know why.
We'll check back and podcast in early Feb to see whether Chris's prediction has come to light.
Imagine if it was. You'd feel so good. I'd feel so good. And you'd feel proud of me.
I always feel proud of you. You're achieving great things. And you're an inspiration to me and your sister.
What's your fact of the gay, mate?
My fact of the gay. By the way, that was good because we... Oh, don't worry. Well, you talked about a projection for 2017, and I think that's what we're going to continue to talk about.
I was going to be like, this ties into the theme of this episode, but then I was like, I'll keep it under wraps. But now we've blown the lid on it.
Wave that flag higher, baby.
That's why I picked that fact, because it ties in with the theme.
Cool.
I'm so great with themes.
Well, I guess mine goes in with that fact as well, because I'm talking projections. I'm talking projections for the 2017 Academy Awards.
Ooh,
coming up.
Dug it out.
The nominees haven't been announced at the recording of this, but the Golden Globes just happened, and the winner of Best Picture - Drama was a film called Moonlight.
A little film called Moonlight.
A little film called Moonlight, which is, I will be honest right now, I didn't know anything about the movie.
I think I saw an interview with the lead actor in the film.
Yeah.
And it seems, yeah, like it's about like a... A young gay man, right, who's...
I think it goes through three different kind of episodes of his life.
Wow.
He's a gay black man. And
his family
awesome.
Doesn't like... It's about, like, him trying to navigate that, I guess, with his family and everything.
But there's going to be listeners right now
who've seen that, and they're just, like, shaking their goddamn heads.
They're
like shut up,
no idea
shut
what
up.
It's about.
But has it been released in New Zealand
it
yet?
It is at Rialto sometime. It's quite hard. I've been looking on the internet. There's not many screenings, but I'm gonna go to one soon.
So for any like international listeners there, like there's like whenever we do get a gay film screening in New Zealand, it's like at the like one cinema at the end of like a road, and when you go into the cinema, it's like a TV screen, and like the rest of Auckland's gay community are packed into this tiny cinema.
One cinema at the end of a road.
I mean, a back street.
So you're going to have to like journey with
that
fellowship.
Is a complete, that is me, that's bullshit. I went to go see that Stranger at the Lake at the Civic, like the biggest theatre in Auckland.
Yeah.
That was such a buzzy night. I don't know if anyone's seen Stranger at the Lake. Have you seen it?
No, it's porny as though.
It's real porny. It's like, I love films that kind of push the sort of, is it film, is it porn sort of line.
Yeah.
And the vibe in the Civic was just crazy. There's like all these kind of people who were like, sort of like, all these gay men like sort of swanning around the Civic, kind of looking into each other's eyes, being like, I can't believe I'm here, but also fancy seeing you here. It was really,
it was kind of
sexy.
I saw that one, Paris 559, which is a great movie.
I wanted to see that and I missed it in the festival.
It's such a good Good film. Heartwarming. Quite beautiful.
Is that about like a group, two guys who meet each other in an orgy?
In
or
an
something?
Orgy. So it starts with a 20-minute orgy. Like, it starts with...
I love that.
A crazy scene. And I just can't help but think of the extras. The extras who are just masturbating in the background.
Oh my God, imagine like, I finally got a job as an actor. Like, what is it? I just have to masturbate in the back of a scene.
Anyway, I was thinking about Moonlight. So Moonlight, black gay man, life filled with tragedy. And you know how sometimes people are like, oh, it's about, you know, if it's about like if it's a movie about like black civil rights or gay rights, and people are like, oh, Oscar bait. But,
yeah.
Do you know how many films have actually been recognized by the Academy Awards that are about gay people? Not many at all. Barely any. So The Danish Girl is probably like the most recent one up until Moonlight. I don't know if that was even nominated for Best Picture though. Dog Day Afternoon was the first, from 1976. It stars Al Pacino as a guy who robs a bank so that his boyfriend can get his sex change.
Wow.
We should definitely watch that one, eh?
Definitely.
Then you look, there's
we
not
should go
many...
through the queer film canon.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just wanted to use the word canon. I like when people say film canon.
Yeah.
Or like, I've seen their canon of work. I'm always like, oh, that's so cool. Your canon of work, Eli, which is all your stand-up shows.
Yeah, it's just all...
What a beautiful canon.
On YouTube.
my canon, all my vlogs. I've got a beautiful canon of beauty vlogs.
I've done a wonderful canon of tweets. Brokeback Mountain was also another gay Best Picture nominee. Famously lost a Crash. Insane that it lost.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just for acting, though. Same with Transamerica, just for acting. Boys Don't Cry, again, just for acting. Kids Are All Right was nominated for Best Picture. Do you know that one?
No.
Julianne Moore and Annette Bening play lesbian parents. Oh. But then Julianne Moore cheats on Annette Bening with Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, I love all these actors. I love Julianne Moore. She's one of my favorite actresses. All my favorite actresses are redheads.
Really?
Amy Adams, Julianne Moore.
Jessica Chastain.
Emma Stone.
Mm.
Oh, is she a redhead or is she actually blonde?
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
I think she's in Superbad, the first movie I remember seeing her in. She's got brown hair.
Who knows? Emma Stone, tell the truth.
Emma Stone, reveal yourself. Anyway, two more movies have ever been nominated for any awards, I think.
How many?
Two more. The Hours and Milk.
Out of the whole of the Academy. That's so annoying when people say like Oscar bait.
Oscar bait.
Yeah. It's like,
shut up.
Anyway, enough of that nonsense. And on to the theme of this week's episode.
So our theme is what's going to be trending in 2017.
Look, Eli and I are social media whiz kids, and we always want to know what's hot. What is
what's pumping?
What's pumping? What's on the go?
Yeah.
But specifically with our male gay lens.
Yeah, so we're thinking about
male gays.
Yeah, what's going to be trending for male gays this year?
Well,
both for us personally and the wider world.
The wider world. I'm just pulling up my laptop because I thought I found a list before.
Ooh.
But one big sort of thing for 2017. this is not even that big, but I guess it's big for the male gays.
Mm-hmm.
Will and Grace
is coming back.
And this is big because. Kind of a Deborah Messing fan, but like it's complicated because I follow her on Snapchat and she kind of frustrates me a little bit. I think I've unfollowed her.
Chris.
I think I'm just realizing now. I think
Deborah, do not pause. Do not unsubscribe. Deborah, I know that you're hurt by what Chris just said.
I think I unfollowed her.
No, stop repeating it. she's
I think I got
away.
So angry. No, I can't have. I think I remember seeing... I just thought maybe she just hasn't been posting recently.
Well, I hope she hears this threat that she needs to up her game on Snappy.
It's because, like, she's doing some great... She was doing a lot of stuff with the Democratic Party following Hillary.
Huge.
Which I thought was quite strange. It was like she was always speaking at events. It's like, we've got a big get. Deborah Messing's going to be speaking, endorsing Hillary. But like so many people were endorsing Hillary that I was always a bit confused why it was always Deborah Messing who was sort of fronting it. But only because I was watching her Snapchat.
But people just love Deborah Messing.
They do. She's fabulous.
Yeah,
she's so good in Smash.
Smash! Oof, I am not a fan of Smash.
Oh, look, there's a list. I saw a list on the internet. What's this website called? Oh, logo. It's the logos. Oh, logo beautiful. TV.
Great.
Man, I wish we had that in New Zealand.
Same. Bring it.
We're such underdogs. We've got nothing over here. Give us a break, America. But it's got a list of like 27 things to look forward to in 2017 for gay people.
Ooh.
I love the first one. Bette Midler's back on Broadway. Oh, thank God.
Do you love Bette Midler?
I love Bette Midler.
Bette Midler, huge early gay icon for me. Because
and a really
of
good you could
Hocus
tell.
Hocus Pocus.
I remember that film is a bit of like that's got Sarah Jessica Parker in it as well, who
also
if you're a fan of the podcast, you know I cut a picture out of her and stuck it on the inside of my desk.
And the other woman in it, what is her name?
Oh, she's so funny.
So funny.
Hold
she's
on.
She's in Sister Act. She's also recently she was someone's mum in a sitcom that I've been watching.
I just did the worst spelling of Hocus Pocus. It's like Hocus Pocus. I spelled it like we say it over here.
It's okay because neither of them are real words.
How do you spell
you don't spell them right.
Hocus?
H-O-C-U-S. And Pocus the same, but
I've
with
almost
P at the start.
Holocaust just then. Hocus
Holocaust Pocus.
Holocaust Pocus.
What's your favourite movie? Holocaust Pocus? You know, where they ride the vacuum cleaners as brooms.
Through the ghettos. Sarah Jessica Parker. Kathy Najimy.
That is exactly who I'm talking about. Yeah.
She's a legend.
She's a true legend. She's so funny.
She's
so funny.
And what else is there to look forward to on this list? And then we can start brainstorming some. There's a lot of like movies, like number three is like, oh, Moonlight will shine at the Oscars. So a little bit of prediction there. RuPaul is back. RuPaul's Drag Race, hopefully season 9.
Yes.
Which you dived into this year, right?
Last convert. Year. So,
it'd be great. You'll be able to hit season 1 with a season 9 with all these new drag queens.
I know, I can't wait.
We've got all these, like, we've got Batwoman swings back into action, it says.
Oh, so Batwoman is a lesbian. We've talked about this on the podcast before.
More movies. We had Star Trek. That's right. Didn't they? I'm one of the characters in Star.
Yeah, we've talked about that as well. Yeah, I think there's a little gay, very quick scene with a gay character in Star Trek.
Cher goes back on tour.
Do you like Cher?
Love Cher.
What's your favorite Cher song?
You fuck turn back time. Like without a question.
Gypsies, tramps, and
that's
thieves.
Also really great.
It's a goodie.
It's mainly just TV and stuff to look forward to. But then the last fact was about Taiwan, which was awesome.
That is great.
What are your predictions, Eli, for 2017?
Potentially some crushing blows to gay rights through the Trump presidency.
Trending.
Trending. Wasn't we hot and trending? Some potentially crushing blows.
I was reading
blows.
About how Obama's like doing his last push in terms of securing some trans rights in America.
Yeah.
Specifically around the sort of like the toilet stuff and all that. All that kind of horrible stuff. And they're trying. It was very hard to read and I was skimming it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really need to sink my teeth into this to actually understand what's going on. But
for sure.
Essentially, he's just doing his last effort. He's doing as much as he can to sort of set up some secure rights, which is legendary.
Wow.
They did so much for the LGBT community, the Obamas.
He had a good run, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gay marriage, marijuana.
Here's another prediction, I reckon. We're going to see more sports stars coming out in 2017.
Yes, I agree, and I hope.
I was also reading about how
Dustin Lance Black.
And then who's Lance?
Lance Bass is the gay one from NSYNC.
This is ridiculous.
he hosts Finding Prince Charming.
Yeah. Their names are so similar, they could like amalgamate into one.
Dustin Lance Bass.
Ooh. anyway, he was pushing, being like challenging sport, like closeted sports stars to come out. And I was like, I reckon we will see more closeted sports stars coming out and more sort of queer like icons in the sporting community.
Yeah, like a high profile gay sports power couple. I'd like to see that.
That would be great. Mm. I'd love a gay All Black.
Yeah, I'd love a gay All Black.
That would be brilliant. That would be the best outcome for 2017 in New Zealand. Above everything else, a gay All Black would just be terrific.
Especially if he was just the best one as well.
Yes, I would love that. Or he was a bit shit, but they kept him in the team.
Here's what I'm predicting.
Yeah.
Lorde will be releasing her new album this year. She hasn't confirmed a date, but she's confirmed she's playing a few festivals, which means she's probably dropping it before then.
Trying out a new song here and there.
Yeah, I reckon she's going to do one song about hooking up with a girl on her record.
Kind of like I kissed a girl and I liked it.
It's a cover.
Like, I kissed a girl and meh.
Is that your assessment of Lord?
Well, she's so like indifferent, isn't she? Well, she's sort of sulky, like, and moody.
It'll be like, I sat with a woman on the bank below the moon.
Oh.
Like, those would be the kind of lyrics.
Oh, I love.
I sat with a woman below the bank under the moon.
Oh, totally. And just be like, I kiss girls, so what?
That'll yeah.
Be, yeah, I like
and,
that.
And her legion of fans would be like, yes, you're a hero.
Because I think I was also reading online that Troye Sivan's going to like release his a new like video for one of his songs. Does that for his music?
Yeah,
one of his compositions.
Yeah.
Like just before, like I think on the same day as Trump's inauguration.
Oh,
yeah, political pop getting political.
Pop is getting pop political. What do you reckon is going to be trending clothing wise this year?
Just generally,
like, what are we going to be wearing? What are we going to want to wear?
I'm seeing. I reckon we're going to push away from all the kind of like Fitspo kind of like active wear, and go like in the opposite direction and start dressing up in suits.
Do you think shoes are going to steer away from sneakers and into your...
Well, body? I've made a big call and started... I bought a pair of Doc Martens, like leather lace-ups. Because
yeah.
I was like, I'm... Like, sneakers are awesome. They're so comfortable. They look brilliant. But I was just like, I'm so tired. All I own is sneakers and I want something different.
I only own sneakers. So I'm looking at your shoes right now, guys. And just to give you an impression of what they feel like to look at, listeners.
I look like I'm at school.
He looks like he's at the school of life.
School of life. Yeah. I reckon I look like I reckon, well, like we always had rugged sharks. Those like
oh,
big,
yeah, yeah.
clumpy black shoes that were like when you walked, it was like impossible. But
yeah.
like the girls' schools always had brown, like sort of buckled shoes.
Yeah,
and so brown leather shoes remind me of girls' schools, whereas black leather shoes remind me of boys' schools.
Sure.
So it feels kind of liberating wearing brown leather shoes.
I actually had, would you believe it, brown Rugged Sharks.
Sick.
They made them, baby, and they were on my feet.
Maybe Rugged Sharks will come back. You know, it's just so ironic that maybe it'll happen.
Oh, Rugged Sharks, I associate them so strongly with Canterbury University, where I used to attend. All the engineers would wear their Rugged Sharks that they
like
still had
pants?
From school with like track pants or even board shorts.
My prediction for fashion for 2017 is lever hoodies. Everyone's going to be wearing their old high school lever hoodies.
And they're going to have curry stains on them.
I feel like that's really specific to you.
It was my university life. We had a lot of curries. It was a
I
place
like never
called
had
Spice
curry
Palace.
Ever in my levers hoodie.
Wow.
I think I wore it like once and I was like, I'm done. Did I tell you about... No, I did tell you about going back to my high school and speaking. Did I? Have we talked about this on the podcast?
No, please.
Oh my God.
Tell me all about it.
I went back to my high school and did a speech.
Yeah.
Now, my high school... was Christchurch Boys High School, and they are the, like, when I started there, they were the number one school for rugby in the world.
And you took that reputation and threw it into the gutter.
Just, I joined the rugby team and sabotaged them. No, yeah. That would be a great plot for
Poison
a movie.
Poison them all.
anyway, so I got invited to speak at their leavers dinner for all the, like, boys who were leaving high school.
Yeah.
And... previously, the speaker the year before was Steve Hansen, who's the coach of the All Blacks. And prior to that, I think like 10 other All Blacks have spoken.
Oh.
And then the year 13 dean, an absolute legend,
yeah.
was like, Chris, do you want to come and speak this year? And I was like, absolutely. And so just like fully spoke in front of all these sort of like, they all look like young kind of rural bankers. They were all in like shirts and ties and like tucked into jeans with like... like sort of leather loafers on.
Oh yeah, yeah, nice.
And I talked about like my boyfriend and like my sort of like my free gay life and how hard high school was for me and all this stuff. And like the energy in the room was so like uncomfortable, but then all the teachers had this little glimmer in their eye, like they were just so stoked.
Yeah.
And then I bumped up into one of my history teachers from when I was there who still teaches there, and he was like, that was amazing. And then the school counselor came up to me and was like, we've got to get your number, we've got to get you back in and speak, because like no one when I was at high school ever talked about that stuff.
Yeah, same.
So I was like, maybe I'm just gonna blow this lid wide open.
Nice.
And it felt awesome.
That's so good.
Yeah, it felt really good. So I really recommend any of your listeners to go back to their schools and wave that pride flag.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. We had our 10-year school reunion last year.
I've never had a school reunion.
Yeah.
I'd go.
Well, they only were meant to invite. They just tried to invite the prefix, but they didn't. They sent us
exclusive.
I know. I was one of the prefix. I was head of the environment committee. Thank you.
Oh my god!
So
tidy Kiwi.
Much. They just sent us a message on Facebook, and then they were like, give us your email addresses and then we'll follow it up. And we gave them our email addresses and they never followed it up. And only two of us went. And it made me really sad because I would have loved to go back to the school and kind of like look around. And
I want a list of like, or like a database of students who are at high school who have recently like come out as either like gay, bi, trans or whatever. Because wouldn't that be amazing to have that network outside of high school once you leave? Yeah. And you could like talk about high school, that'd be so cathartic, and then also just like make new friendships.
When I was back in Christchurch for Christmas, I did have a little swipe through Tinder.
Yeah.
And there were at least two people from my high school that I was like, oh, okay.
Did you chat to them?
Interesting. No, we didn't match.
Oh. Sozbo.
But I don't know, I can't remember. I can't remember if I swiped right on both. I definitely did on one of them. Good luck with this life.
Any final predictions, Eli, for 2017?
I think that I'm going to have my gayest year yet.
Whoa, I like that.
I don't know what that means, but...
No, I like that. I was looking at one of those, like, skimmy kind of, like, BuzzFeed articles that you just kind of, like, scroll up very quickly and look at the images.
Yeah.
But it was all about, like... You know, there's a kind of reaction that people have when they're like, oh, stop kind of like being so, like, we get it, you're gay. Like, kind of like screaming it and like pushing it down our throats. Like, you can just be gay and you don't have to talk about it all the time. And like lots of like queer people online just like kind of reacting to that and just being like, no, that's a garbage opinion. And I'll keep like sort of shouting out loud and I'll keep sort of like enjoying it and being proud of it and making jokes about it and... because it's my right, I'm allowed to, and you do it all, you've been doing it for centuries with your old boring hetero shit.
Yeah.
So, take a seat, mate.
Take a seat, mate.
Take a seat, mate.
That's my motto for 2017 now.
That's my prediction for 2000. More people taking a seat.
More people taking a seat on a dick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Absolutely. No, you turned something nice and made it rude.
Yeah, I did.
Your mind's in the gutter. I reckon that's my prediction for you, is you're gonna be laying in the gutter for a bit, mate. The sex gutter.
The sex gutter? What does that mean? Is it like a canal for like jizz?
Just like, I just feel like you're gonna really explore some, like, it's just getting sexual for you, like.
Mm.
I noticed like your Instagram, there's more like shirtless selfies.
Went to Thailand.
Yeah,
it was hot.
Yeah,
and I'd had food poisoning, so my body was looking tight.
Like, it's just like, I'm not like, there's no judgment there. I'm just saying like that's great. I mean, that's a new focus for 2017. Like, I had a New Year's resolution, which was to activate my sex life and to be more like openly sort of sexual and talk about it more.
Yeah, and you did it.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Be proud of that sex.
And listeners at home, be proud of your sex.
Yeah.
And bigpipe.co.nz, thank you so much. And be proud of your sex. Be proud of your...
It's so hot in here. I feel like I'm going to like pass out.
Be proud of your sex.
Thanks, bigpipe.co.nz, for sponsoring this episode of The Male Gaze. Please sign up at bigpipe.co.nz.
I'm sorry, Mom, it's not a phase.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're thirsty for another, why not try The Worst Idea of All Time?
This movie's still fine.
Let the man stay.
Thanks, God.
And speak.
Thanks again. If Tim Batt could only see his parents in soft focus, do you think that would change the dynamic of their relationship? Or maybe it would mean he would have less respect for their opinions because he can't see them communicating them clearly?
Well, it's a good question. I think it would do the opposite. That which is not in focus cannot be the focus of your anger. Therefore, blurry objects should get more respect, not less.
Wow, I never really thought about it like that.
Dump-de-doo.
Thanks, God.
Classic Maximum Joseph.
You forget that films are supposed to have a point.